This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli briefs President Ramchandra Podel about his recent participation to Third United Nations Conference on Landlocked Developing Countries held in Turkmenistan. Prime Minister Oli ensures permanent irrigation solution to end Tarai's dependency on rainfall, assures government's commitment to end fertilizer shortages as well. And Israeli Prime Minister defends Gaza strategy amid global criticism at UN. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli called on President Ramchandra Podel yesterday at the President's office in Sheetal Niwas. According to the President's personal secretariat, during the meeting, Prime Minister Oli briefed the President about his recent participation to the third UN conference on landlocked developing countries held in Awaza of Turkmenistan. Other contemporary issues were also discussed during the meeting. Prime Minister Oli returned home on Saturday after participating in the conference, which was held from the 5th to 8th of August. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said the government is committed to end Tarai's dependency on rainfall by ensuring a permanent irrigation solution. Taking to his social media, the Prime Minister expressed relief that 76.54% of paddy fields in 8 districts of Madhya Province had been planted after rainfall in recent days. Prime Minister Oli said short-term efforts, including the installation of 500 deep borings, are underway while the Sunkosi Marine Diversion Project aims to offer a long-term solution. Likewise, Prime Minister Oli has said that the government has paid special attention to avoid a shortage of fertilizer during the farming season this year. Taking to his social media account yesterday, the Prime Minister urged the farmers to report fertilizer shortage to the concerned authority, if any. Quoting the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development, he also mentioned that currently there are 28,824 metric tons of chemical fertilizers in stock, while 140,504 metric tons of fertilizers are on the way. The situation at Kailali prison in Dhangadi is gradually returning to normal following a violent clash between inmates. Authorities have deployed a large number of police personnel to restore law and order with active coordination from government agencies, security bodies and other stakeholders. The district administration office has formed a 10-day probe committee led by Assistant Chief District Officer Kiran Joshi to investigate the incident. Administrative Officer Sivaraj Joshi confirmed that essential security arrangements are now in place. The violent clash between inmates of Block A and Block B left one prisoner dead and 44 others injured. A team from the National Human Rights Commission, including officials from the Sudhur Paschim Province office, visited the prison to assess the situation. The commission is expected to submit a detailed report to its central office. Meanwhile, the Sudhur Paschim Province government has decided to provide relief amount of 500,000 rupees to the deceased's family. In a meeting held yesterday in presence of Chief Minister Kamal Bahadur Shahi, the decision of the amount to the deceased's family and treatment expenses of those injured to be done by the government was made. The members of parliament have been provided 2 more days to review the revised draft on the bill designed to manage land, citing a lack of clarity in some of its clauses. According to the chairperson of the Agriculture, Cooperatives and Natural Resources Committee under the House of Representatives, Kusum Devi Thapa, the lawmakers had requested more time to study certain amended clause in yesterday's committee meeting. During the meeting yesterday, Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation, Balaram Adhikari, called for legislation that ensures land allocation to those displaced from national parks and reserve areas. The meetings of 4 different committees of the Federal Parliament are scheduled to be held today. According to the scheduled agenda, it is stated that the Finance Committee, Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee, Agriculture Cooperatives and Natural Resources Committee and Legislative Management Committee are meeting today. The Finance Committee meeting has a clause-wise discussion on the bill made to make provisions regarding the mobilization of alternative development finance. The Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee has a clause-wise discussion on the Nepal Lawyers Council's Second Amendment Bill 2081. The Agriculture Cooperatives and Natural Resources Committee has a clause-wise discussion on the Hindu Kush Himalayan Parliament's Meet 2025. Similarly, the Legislative Management Committee meeting has a principal discussion on the Nepal Citizenship Second Amendment Bill 2081. Israel's ambassador to Nepal, Shimlik Erbas, has stated that the relationship between Israel and Nepal is cordial and expressed his commitment to further elevate this relationship. Speaking at a program organized yesterday by the Shalom Club, an organization of Nepali students who have studied in Israel, the ambassador expressed gratitude to Nepal for its continued moral support during difficult times in Israel. Ambassador Bass said around 1,000 Nepali workers are soon going to Israel and both countries' government officials are currently in the final stages of completing the necessary procedures to facilitate this. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India Zani, Mommy China Zani. Dubai Zana Facebook of Hiberma Zero. Only Amelie Kusari contact Gorni.
Timuru Facebook of Hiberma, Hero or a Kiver. Nepal Telecom Leliako Sheva Shivitako Barima Zero Rizzo. Hoyle Nepal Telecom, the roaming Sheva Laikosa. China, India, Amro, yay, prepared mobile, Matale Tulsa. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Continuous rainfall over the past few days has led to a significant rise in the water level of the Saptakosi River. With this development, 28 out of 56 sluice gates at the Kosi Barrage have been opened. According to the Armed Police Force APF Nepal No. 4 headquarters, the water flow at the Kosi Barrage was recorded at 200,430 cubic feet per second. A red warning light has been activated as the water flow exceeded the danger threshold of 150,000 Q6. Nepal's ambassador to Qatar and non-residential ambassador to the Islamic Republic of Iran, Ramesh Chandra Podel, has presented his letters of credence to the president of Iran, Dr. Masoud Pezeshkian, amid a special function in Tehran. In a courtesy meeting after presenting his letters of credence, Ambassador Podel stated that Nepal and Iran have enjoyed friendly ties since the establishment of diplomatic relations and added that there were possibilities of cooperation in the areas of investment, trade, tourism, agriculture and education. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has defended his government's plan to take control of Gaza City, calling it the best way to end the war and defeat Hamas. According to the BBC at a press conference, Netanyahu denied Israel is starving Gazans and said only hostages are being deliberately starved. His comments come as Israel faces mounting international criticism at an emergency United Nations Security Council meeting. Countries including the UK, France and China warned the plan risked violating international law and worsening the humanitarian crisis. UN officials also cautioned the move could trigger further displacement and death. Back home, thousands of Israelis have protested the government's strategy, fearing it endangers hostages. Netanyahu also unveiled a plan to boost humanitarian aid in Gaza, including a new aid corridors and expanded airdrops. The conflict began after this October 7 Hamas-led attack on Israel, which killed around 1,200 people. Since then, Gaza's health ministry says over 61,000 Palestinians have died in the Israeli offensive. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rainfall is likely to occur at many places in the hilly regions and at a few places in the Tarai region of the country. There is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi Bagmati Gandaki province and in the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudur Paschim province today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma only briefs President Ramchandra Podel about his recent participation to Third United Nations Conference on Landlocked Developing Countries held in Turkmenistan. Prime Minister Oli ensures permanent irrigation solution to end Tarai's dependency on rainfall, assures government's commitment to end fertilizer shortages as well. And Israeli Prime Minister defends Gaza's strategy amid global criticism at UN. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.